USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
So when you say, do you think they want to? Maybe they want to and maybe they don't, but I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice.
President Trump says China has no choice but to make a trade deal with the United States, and he thinks one is coming. The president wrapping up a long weekend at the G7 summit in France, saying he believes China is sincere and has no choice because its economy is in trouble.
And I don't say that as a threat. They can't do what they were saying they're going to do, because if they do that, they're going to be met with really very violent force.
Also making headlines, President Trump says some have suggested holding next year's 2020 G7 at his private golf resort, Doral, in Florida. The president says he's open to it, but says there's no financial gain.
My people wanted it. From my standpoint, I'm not going to make any money. In my opinion, I'm not going to make any money. I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As students across the country head back to college and universities, a brand new study on what to major in that will yield a high-paying job when you graduate. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
According to a new Bankrate.com report outlining the least and most valuable college degrees, the most valuable major is one in naval architecture and marine engineering. The median annual salary for that would be $90,000 with an unemployment rate of 1.6%. All of the top 10 degrees on the list are STEM majors. At the bottom of the 162-degree list is a major in drama and theater arts with an annual median salary of $35,000 and a 5.6% jobless rate. In fact, all of the bottom five majors are in creative fields. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's possible President Trump could meet with Iranian leaders at the United Nations during the General Assembly meeting in New York City later next month, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
There is speculation that the meeting could take place as the two attend a UN General Assembly meeting in New York during the last week of September. Speaking at a joint news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the conclusion of the G7 summit in Paris, Mr. Trump indicated there would have to be some preconditions to the talks with Iran.
They're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple. We can have it done in a very short period of time.
A U.S. embargo has stifled foreign investments with Tehran as a number of foreign companies have left Iran to avoid being sanctioned. I'm John Clemens.
The family of a missing Florida firefighter speaking out, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The family of missing Florida firefighter Brian McClooney are remaining hopeful that he and his friend will be found. McClooney and Virginia firefighter Justin Walker disappeared during a fishing trip in Fort Canaveral nearly 2 weeks ago. McClooney's wife, Stephanie, says she is hopeful the U.S. Coast Guard may be able to find the missing men in their normal search patterns.
If they found one slice of evidence, it would reactivate everything.
McClooney's mother and brother were thankful for the hundreds of volunteers and the service members for their efforts to look for the two missing men.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.